What were your expectations coming into this season for your team, and compare them to how they've been doing now?
We left spring training with a young ball club. Majority of the guys were at High A last year. We had one guy that had some Double A experience, and so we were a little bit experienced coming out of the gate. But you know, the guys kind of adjusted to the league, and they've kind of held their own. So I've seen gradual improvement throughout the season at really all the positions out there, and that's been a good thing. Along with sending 8 or 9 guys upward to AAA, we've moved on about 4 pitchers out of the bullpen, shortstop, and actually 3 other regulars. So there's been some movement here, which I really didn't know what to expect as far as that goes at the Double A level. But yeah, we've had quite a bit of movement, and the guys are up doing well at Triple A, helping them out in Des Moines. And so with comes with that is some a lot of times some younger guys coming up. So I would say overall we've been somewhat inexperienced, but we've been able to show improvement on the field.
You've had a tough series so far, but you still remain within striking distance, only a couple games behind Chattanooga with about 25 games left to go. What are some of the things that you will be looking for in your team going down the home stretch of the regular season?
Well, after this series here in Birmingham, we have 10 games at home, with 10 with Jacksonville and 10 with Chattanooga. So we'll be playing the teams that we need to beat right there in front of us. And so, you know, if we can just kind of get back to what we're doing. You know, we face a pretty good ball club here that's in Birmingham, that's almost 40 games over 500. I mean, that's almost unheard of. So, you know, we just hope to get back to what we're doing and actually having 10 games at home. I think that'll be a big stretch for us, and that'll be our opportunity to make a move if we play better baseball.
Now, you had a storied professional baseball career with the Philadelphia Phillies and mostly with the Chicago Cubs. You talked about doing the little things and also having respect for the game in your Hall of Fame speech. Who are really your influences just on your baseball career?
Who influenced?
Yes.
Well, I'd say, you know, when you're talking about 21 years of professional baseball, I think I had a lot of influence going right up to my rookie manager in Helena, Montana, where I was 18 years old, and Larry Rojas taught me how to wear the uniform and how to go about my business in pregame, and then carrying that over into the game. So it started from the rookie year on, and actually I looked really to learn something every year from whoever was around me. Don Zimmer was around 6-7 years, Jim Fry, John Vukovic, Ruben Amaro. Tony Taylor was an excellent infield guy, along with learning from teammates Manny Trio and Larry Boa, being around Mike Schmidt and Pete Rose in my early years and early spring trainings. I just always kept my eyes open, and whoever was around me, I was surrounded by some good people, and really was happy with when I came up in the late 70s, early 80s, and the players that were in the league at the major league level. You know, they were good guys to watch, and you know, I felt like they demonstrated playing the game the right way, and that was having respect for the opponent, having respect for your teammates, playing the game hard every day, and really basically doing what you're supposed to when the time calls for it. And I just felt like the more times that I would do, I would make the right play or hustle and play the game the right way, some good things happen.
And you talk about having respect, playing the game the right way. Which of the guests among the active players in the major leagues do you think really epitomizes that?
Well, you know what, the guy that stands out are a couple of them. Derek Jeter, I think, he's a winning baseball player, and he's proven that. And year in and year out, he looks to me like he tries to have a better year than the year before, and he just keeps continuing to work. You just don't, a guy like like him just doesn't throw on the spikes and glove and go out and continue to have good years and have success. You know, I know what it takes, and because you no longer fool everybody. He's a guy that stands out to any opposition that's going up against Derek Jeter. Knows what he can do, and so now it's up to him to make the adjustments. So I think he does a great job, and I find it interesting that early on in his career, Don Zimmer was over there as a bench coach to Joe Torre, so I see a similarity there with who might have mentored him as he came up. I think Pujols is a true professional. He goes about his business professionally. With all the success that he's having, he seems to be a team guy, and he doesn't seem to demonstrate that it's look what I did, look what I'm doing. It's more about what he does for the team, and I think other players feed off of that. So that's the name two guys that really come to mind.
When you were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, when you first got the news that you were going to go into Cooperstown, what was your reaction?
Well, it was pretty incredible. I mean, you just never anticipate that as a player. I played the game every year because I enjoyed it. It was my job. It was what I did, and I wanted to try and be the best, one of the best players, and that was dedication and hard work year after year and just grinding it out. It's a long 162 games is a long season at the major league level, and to do it for 16 seasons, you just have to get after it every year and just grind it out. But if it wasn't for the media and the fans talking about Hall of Fame and all that, I mean, that's where it started to build. And after I retired, people talked about that. So that's when it kind of comes to light, and you just kind of thing. I just kind of thought, wow, really a Hall of Fame career. So in my third year on the ballot, I got the phone call, and it was pretty incredible. And now I've been going back 5 years now already, and it's a pretty good group to be a part of. And just took 3 days off about 10 days ago to go back to Cooperstown and be amongst the members and see the new guys go in. And so, it's something I look forward to every year, and a true privilege and honor to be amongst those guys.
During your first year managing the Tennessee Smokies, what's the best piece of advice that you have gotten when you started out managing baseball?
When I first got into this in 07, I think one of the first phone calls I made was to Don Zimmer, and he said, hey, I think that's terrific. You know the game. And the advice that he gave was to be myself. So I think that gave me a lot of confidence that I could just do what I do and learn and work at it and all those things. I think he just assumed that I would do that, but he just wanted to be myself, do it my way, and do what I thought was right. And so that's been pretty good advice and very simple advice. So with that, my third year now doing this, I still come to the ballpark to try and get something out of it and try and grow as a manager and try and learn something. It's been something that I've really enjoyed doing. I enjoy coming to the park, and especially doing it for the Cubs organization. It's been real special. I hope to one day see some of these players that I've had these first three years make it up there and help the big club. That'd be a big thrill for me.
And I guess, what are some of the lessons you learned as a Major League Baseball player that have, I guess, transpired into being a manager?
Well, I think, it's about grinding it out. Like I said before, it's kind of a marathon season. And I was kind of a player that kind of stayed even keel if things are going so bad or if things are going so good. Remembering that the next day is a different, it's a new game, and also not to take anything for granted. There's always something to work on out here, and anytime you become complacent, which I don't think I've ever become complacent on a baseball field, then you're in trouble. So those things I kind of do still do as a manager, and try and get all also get that message across, talking with the players on a daily basis.
It's been great having you. It's been great having you here in Birmingham, signing all the autographs for the fans and talking to us. So good luck tonight and good luck the rest of the season.
I appreciate that. Thank you.